Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silk Coast North Parish Church. We recently did a programme on animal stories with accompanying suitable music. So after hundreds of requests from one or two people, well, one actually, here is Animal Stories 2, with a little poetic licence because I'm not sure if we can count an oyster as an animal. But why not? So this is The Oyster by V. Krukamp. There once was an oyster whose story I tell, who found that some sand had got into his shell. It was only a grain, but gave him great pain, for oysters have feeling, even though they're so plain. Now did it berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse at the government, cry for election, and claim that the sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself, as he lay in a shell, since I cannot remove it, I shall try to improve it. Now the years have rolled round, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, stew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand, what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand. What couldn't we do if we'd only begin with some of the things that get under our skin?
The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay. But don't let that stand in your way. 'Cause anyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, might as well show some style. Give us a smile. Just a lovely ride.
That's James Taylor giving us The Secret of Life. While we're on the theme of creatures in the sea, I love the story about the little girl who was on the beach purposefully up to something which intrigued a passerby enough to ask her, "What are you doing?" She said, "There are hundreds of starfish stuck on the beach, and I'm throwing them back into the water." He said, "But you can't save all of them. You won't make any difference." She picked up a starfish and threw it into the water, saying, "It made a difference to this one." I came across a saying in Jamaica, "If you can't do everything, do something." Here's Charlie Lansborough.
Love is not a flag to wave. Love is softly spoken. Though our hearts be broken, what it holds is not. Love asks nothing for itself, seeks no favor or reward, offers all it can afford, everything it's got. I've seen love in the strangest places, angels of mercy with dirty faces, little children and in old hard cases, I've seen love. Love is ready to forgive vengeance, spite, and rancor. Find no place to anchor on its open sea. Love is faithful, love is true, to the good or bitter end, and the false fair weather friend. Love can never be. I've seen love in the strangest places, angels of mercy with dirty faces, little children and in old hard cases, I've seen love.
Now let's take to the skies. Here's a story about a bird. Birds live in nests, but they're not really being all that birds can be until they fly. So one day, a baby bird was standing nervously at the edge of its nest, high up in a tree. It was summoning up the courage to make its maiden flight. Its mother whispered encouragingly in the bird's ear, "Go on, fly. You're a bird. You can fly." Birds were designed to fly just like fish were made to swim, not confining themselves to small pools. So what were you and I made for? Our muscles were made for movement, our brains were made for thinking, creating, imagining. Our whole being was made for giving and receiving love. We were made for growth, mastering new skills, scaling heights, achieving the formerly impossible, breaking new records, conquering fears. As you can see, there are many answers to the question. One of the answers to what are humans made for is human beings are made to walk on water, to soar to new heights, for risk-taking, for danger, for living on a wing and a prayer, for pioneering, stretching, depending on God. We were made to face challenges, fears, and limitations. So don't look in fear saying, "I wasn't made for this." As surely as birds were made to fly, as surely as fish were made to swim, we human beings were made by God to soar to ever new heights. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will walk and not faint. They will run and not grow weary. And the thrill of walking on water and the thrill of flying becomes addictive. And we want more and more of it. So go on today, fly, go for it. You're a human being. You were made for living.
And like them I could sing for only you. But Lord, your love released me to sing a different song and soar above the captive life I knew. Spirit wings, you lift me over all the earthbound things, and like a bird my heart is flying free. I'm soaring on the song your spirit brings, O Lord of all. You let me see a vision of your majesty. You lift me up, you carry me on your spirit wings. Now when my life confines me, I just look to you, and soon my heart is soaring high above. Troubles look much smaller,
from your point of view. Lifted up on spirit wings of love, spirit wings, you lift me over all the earthbound things, and like a bird my heart is flying free. I'm soaring on the song your spirit brings, oh Lord.
Staying on the subject of birds, how about this old and true story? The ancient historian, the Venerable Bede, records how in the 7th century, in the year 627 to be precise, King Edwin of Northumbria was converted from idol worship to Christianity. The Christian missionary Paulinus preached passionately to the king and his people, the Northumbrians. When he'd finished, the warriors and the old men and the king and everyone looked at the stranger who had come all the way from Italy because of his belief in this very different God. At last the king asked a white-bearded counsellor to speak. The old man rose to his feet and said, "The life of a man, O king, is like the flight of a sparrow through the banqueting hall when we sit at meat in the winter time with the fire blazing. It flies in through one door and quickly out of the other. For a little while it is safe from the storm, and soon it vanishes into the winter again. Our life is like the sparrow. Where he came from and where he goes, we do not know. If Paulinus can tell us these things, we shall follow his teaching. We each come to earth. We hover around for a little while, then we fly away again someday. Some of us hover with more intent than others. Christian faith gives meaning and purpose to our hovering and sheds light on where we fly to. Jesus said, 'Look at the birds. They do not sow seeds, gather and harvest and put it in barns, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? For only a penny you can buy two sparrows, yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. So do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. We come from God, we live for God, we go to God. That's what it's all about.'" And one last bird story, a true one from my own life. I had a very memorable, moving experience at my home village in Aberdeenshire, in Verallachie. I was walking along the coastal path when my eye caught sight of a seagull. It was standing on a rock. It flew up, circled around, and came back to the very same rock. I thought, what sort of a life has it got? It stands on the rock, it flies in a circle, it eats and sleeps, and then repeats and repeats. Then I became a little self-conscious, for I was standing on a similar rock myself, not far from it. What does my life amount to, I thought. I wake up, I eat, I fly about, I go to bed, I get up, I eat, I fly about, I go to bed. What does God expect from a seagull? Just that it be a seagull. What does God expect from a daffodil? Just that it bloom, be a blooming good daffodil, its sweet self. What does God expect of you or me? We sometimes decide that we must do this or that, achieve this or that, obtain this or that, buy this or that, work for this or that. But we end up in a rat race. God is the one who alone can make decisions about our life. And maybe God's not got the same priorities as we have. I'm sure that God just wants us to be humane and happy human beings, content and at peace, enjoying his gift of life and all the good things that he provides. I've often enjoyed holidays at home in Saltcoats. I've learned to value that happiness doesn't have to involve an aeroplane and faraway cruises. You can be very content right where you are. So here's a song about Saltcoats, written and sung by a Saltcoats man, Dusty Miller.
born by the seaside. The salt is in my blood. Nothing can erase it, not wind, not fire, not flood. It marks me out from other men, it rules my very soul. And every time I leave the coast, I feel I am not whole. You can take me out of salt coats, send me overseas. But one thing you will never do is take salt coats out of me. I was born on the Firth of Clyde, and that is where I'll die. And you can bury me where the waves spray and the ducks and seagulls fly. When I was a boy, I played on sands of golden brown, running from Drossin all the way to Saltcoats town. Splashing in the water, I was happy and carefree, not knowing that those memories would always stay with me. You can take me out of Saltcoats, send me overseas. One thing you will never do is take Saltcoats out of me. I was born on the Firth of Clyde, and that is where I'll die. And you can bury me where the waves break and the ducks and seagulls fly. It doesn't matter where I go, the sea runs in my veins. It binds me just as strongly as the toughest iron chains. I can't imagine life without the sound of breaking waves. The sight and smell of ocean, that's all my spirit craves. Take me out of salt coats, send me overseas. One thing you will never do is take salt coats out of me. I was born on the Firth of Clyde, and that is where I'll die. And you can bury me where the waves break and the ducks and seagulls fly.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM. We're delving into animal stories. Here's another one. This one's about an elephant. Several people bumped into an elephant in the dark. One grabbed his trunk and thought it was a snake. One touched his tusk and thought it was a spear. One felt his tail and thought it was a rope. One got stood on and thought it was a tun. They all grasped different parts of the truth, but none of them thought it was an elephant until someone switched on the light. Then they saw the elephant in the room, as they say. Jesus has switched on the light for us regarding God. He is the light, and he is the God. When it comes to truth, we all get different bits from different angles. It's a bit like a jigsaw. We all get little pieces here and there, but nobody seems to have all the pieces. Sometimes folk have the illusion that when they've got one piece, they've got the whole jigsaw. The truth is, we haven't. We need each other and other people's insights and their understandings, and we piece things together to try and solve the mysteries of life. The same is true with people. Here's the Proclaimers singing Scotland's story about how we're all different pieces that make up our jigsaw.
Michael McGrory from West Donegal, you came to Glasgow with nothing at all. Fought the landlord, then the Africa Corps. When you came to Glasgow with nothing at all. Abraham Kaplan from Vilnius, you came. You were heading for New York, but Leith's where you stayed. You built a great business, it benefits all. Came to this land with nothing at all. In Scotland's story I read that they came, the Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dane, but so did the Irishman, Jew and Ukraine. They're all Scotland's story and they're all worth the same. Yeah. Joseph D'Angelo dreams of the day when Italian kids in the grass market play. Burned out his shop when the boys went to war. But old Joe's a big man and he forgave all. In Scotland's story I'm told that they came, the Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dean. But where's all the Chinese and Indian names? travelled south from Delny one day. They raised a whole family in one room, they say. And the X on the line stands in place of your name. So in the old story I'll bet that I came from Gale and Pict and Angle and Dame, and a poor migrant girl who could not write her name. It's a common old story, but it's mine just the same. Yeah. All through the story the immigrants came, the Gale and the Pict, the Angle and Dame, from Pakistan, England and from the Ukraine. We're all Scotland's story and we're all worth the same. Your Scotland story is worth just the same.
So think about animals and stories. David Attenborough was asked, what's your favourite animal of all? That's quite a challenge for David Attenborough. And he came up with a surprising answer. He came up with the Arctic caterpillar. When the Arctic winter turns to spring, the first little creature to emerge out of the frozen ice into the sunlight is the Arctic caterpillar. It eats the first buds of spring. It eats as much as it can, as fast as it can, but it cannot eat enough to grow into a moth to be able to fly away and escape the harsh Arctic winter. So it crawls under a stone, like a headstone, lies down and dies. It's out of the Arctic wind, but the cold gets it. Its body freezes over with frost and snow. Its blood even freezes solid. And for 4 months it lies dead in the dark under the stone and the ice. Then, with the first rays of the spring sun, it comes miraculously alive again. It eats the first buds of spring, it eats as much as it can, it eats as fast as it can, but again it's not enough. So the cycle repeats and repeats. Winter, spring, death, life, until the 14th year. By then, it is the oldest caterpillar in the world. This time it spins a cocoon of silk for itself, and it turns into a moth. And then it flies away, at last escaping the Arctic winter. We've had a few winter and springs, near deaths and recoveries, but eventually we take off, safe into the arms of Jesus. Here's Praise Gathering singing a medley of change.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about the spider. Picture in your mind's eye a spider climbing halfway up a wall. I say picture it because I'm sure your house is far too clean to actually have a real spider prowling around. Anyway, imagine that spider. The spider's totally unaware of the size of the room, of the people in the room, of all the things that have gone on in the room in the past, and the complexity of human beings, and the other rooms next door, and the street outside, the town, the district, Scotland, Europe, the Far East, the moon, Mars, galaxies beyond our own, heaven and hell, the dimensions of time. God knows that we are little spiders, locked into our own small worlds, seeing things only from our own limited perspective. We are always the main actor in our own dreams. And in the daytime, we often see ourselves as actors on center stage, thinking that all the action revolves around us. Let me finish with a prayer. O Lord, teach us to see things through your eyes. Help us to remember that we are dust. As the hymn says, we blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree and wither and perish like autumn leaves, but naught changeth thee. And yet, Heavenly Father, having repented of our inflated self-importance, we confess also that we need to repent of our sins in the opposite direction, because sometimes we underestimate our importance. You find us important enough to create us, to sustain us, to die for us, to call us, to be with us, to want us with you forever in heaven. So help us today and every day to fix our eyes upon Jesus, to see everything in your perspective, and to live our lives aware of you and in ways which are pleasing to you. So, bye for now, and I leave you in the company of Jimmy Wakely singing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus, is my plea.
Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Day